will be on anger and patience, right? So it says Revolbi, Hakasam, Terif Nishbato. He like destroys or removes his soul, his high level soul. Bekaso Mamish, with his anger. This is the Zohar we just brought about. Shanasham Mistaleket Vimeno. His soul leaves him. We explained that last week, why that means. It means he's not accepting Kodesh Baruch Hu in his life. He's not accepting the realities, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to him. That means that this speaking of Kodesh Baruch Hu, this connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's denying. That's what means Mistalek Nishmatom. His neshama leaves him. He's denying that connection. That means when a person has sorrows, it's a form of connection. When a person has things which he, you know, he doesn't want, that's a form of connection. Ubim koma ba'ashra mitzad hara, and instead of it comes hashra mitzad hara. Rachman al Zan. So now we're saying when you're angry, right? And this is really true. If a person feels when he's angry, how does he feel? He doesn't feel good about himself. He doesn't feel happy. Usually, if a person's happy, he doesn't get angry. If you laugh at yourself, if you laugh at the situation, if you're easy about what's happening, you can roll with things. If you're too serious and everything you take in a very serious way, and it has to be that way, and it has to be that way, and it has to go your way, and this has to follow this. People who are more din people, din means, right, cause and effect. You have to be in control. Anger comes from a form of controlling. There's two forms of anger. I understand. There's a male form of anger, and there's a female form of anger. The male form of anger comes from when a person, he wants to, like, take charge. He wants to be in charge of what's happening. He wants things to go his way. He wants to be in control. That's a male form of anger. If anything doesn't go his way, he'll or try and make it go his way and be annoyed about it not going his way, or he'll get angry at the person in order to cause them to go his way. You know, that can be verbal abuse. People can be very verbal. Anger, you know, usually there's a lot of verbal abuse in anger. He tells people off. He puts them down. He tries controlling them with that form of anger, right? There's a cold form of anger in that as well. He could be controlling, you know, in other ways. He can deny things from a person or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Those are forms of anger. That's a passive form, but it's a form of anger. And you can, the male form of anger usually can be angry for a long time. They might not even now get back at you. They might hold it and get back at a later time. That's a male form of anger. There's a female form of anger, right? And I call it female because it depends on sensitivity, right? It's not on control. When a person's so sensitive, they get hurt. And when a person gets hurt, right? So a woman could all cry, or they could be splash out. You know what I'm saying? You hurt me, so they start telling things about you to hurt you. You understand what I'm saying? There's two aspects. One comes from oversensitivity, and that causes the person to be hurt, and usually comes from some sort of shiftless to the person. Usually people get angry when they hear things which are true about themselves. The more it's true about you, the more you get angry. If someone tells you you're an elephant, you're not going to get angry. It's not going to happen, right? Something tells something which is hurting, but it's somewhat true, right? Even if it's not completely true, but it's somewhat true, you're going to get angry. If you're hurt, if it's someone close to you. Right? So there's two aspects. So, how do you work on the controlling aspect of anger? The controlling aspect of anger, you have to have emunah, you have to believe there's someone else in charge. It's a chisaron in emunah. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the world. I don't mean don't take charge of your life. Your life take charge of. But what people do to you, that's not in your control. You can deal with the repercussions, but don't deal with changing. I'm not saying everything. If someone says, comes with you, you know, chas v'shalom, now there's, you know, this can happen with a knife, right? Say, oh, I'm not in charge. God's in charge. No, you go get something, beat him with something, right? You deal with it. That's a good form of anger. If you can stop the person from hurting you, right, in a practical way, so do that. But you have to get, you know what I'm saying? But if you can't, someone does things, ignore it. Forget it. Except the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to have this tzar. Why? You have a virus. He's killing you a virus. That's the simplest thing. People get angry or get annoyed about something. You can be upset. You can think something's wrong. You can be, you know, you can see a behavior of a person and think it's a wrong behavior. Right? Say two people do something and one person does something to someone else. You can be upset about that behavior. Right? But why do you get angry? You only get angry at behavior which all you had and you're working on to change. It bothers you, the other person's behavior, because it's something that you had once and you worked on yourself to change, or that you still have potentially that behavior. You only get angry at something that is associated with you. So if certain things get you angry, means, you know, I'm not saying in that specific case, but you have to realize, something can annoy you, that doesn't mean you're angry. Something can irritate you, but if you get angry, that means it's something that you had or have. Okay, so the question came out, what about abusive language? So abusive language just shows something you're annoyed about. But it's also, it's this form of anger, it's a form of itparotziyot, a form of going out of yourself. So now, even if we're not angry when we use abusive language, it's not such a good thing. There's two aspects. Language is gilui das, is a revelation of your das. If you're speaking in a not good form, you're revealing aspects of you that aren't good and has an effect on you. How you speak has an effect on you. Says the Ramban. This is also an eight in terms of anger. This is a Ramban. If a person speaks benachat, speaks softly, divrei chachamim benachat nishmaim. Remember we learned that? We learned on Thursday. Rabbi Nosson, right? Likutei Moran. Benachat nishmaim. He says you won't come to anger. What do you mean you won't come to anger? If you notice, when you're angry, you speak very, very quickly, you're aflamed with your words, right? If you were to speak, you ever saw a person getting angry, speaking softly? So we were speaking again about this Ramban. The Ramban says, if you speak softly. So you want to say that there is a form of anger where a person speaks very softly and with a lot of like intent, and that can also be anger. That's a male form of anger. When I say that, what I mean by that is, people who are controlling people can get angry in a controlled way. And they can express the anger in a controlled way. I.e., they will do things very, very controlling. They will walk in an angry way. They will express their facial expressions in an angry way. And they will even talk down to you in an angry way. And they'll do it they'll hint it. Those are very controlling people, and therefore they're in control of themselves, but they are angry. That's a very male form of anger. They won't get back at you straight away. The person who gets angry with you straight away, that's more female. They're not in control of themselves, and they're hurt, and they'll come out. And usually, that type of anger goes away. That's an easier anger to deal with. That's a lesser form of anger. That male form of anger is much, much harder anger. It's much more effect on the person, and it's much, much deeper. It's a very controlling person who's that sort of anger, who expresses that sort of anger. He's fully in control, and he wants to be fully in control. And oy vavoy lecha, if you take away part of his control, or he can't control you. The male-female anger is the difference between Esav and Yishmael. Esav has more... I'm not saying he can't, neither which one can't, but Esav has the more controlled anger. And Yishmael has the more, you know, breakout burst, impulsive anger. Now, let me explain. I mean, Yimach Shemam, the Nazis, right? They would do things very controlled to hurt people. Very controlled. The Arabs don't, they do things, but it's like outbursts. It's like, it's not like a, such a controlled, they're like outbursts of, right? It paltziot, you know, para adam. Esav's not either. Esav is, they do things in the world. They make order in the world, but they make order in the world for their own benefit. That's what the Gemara says in Laman Gimel based in Shabbos. Arabs don't make order in the world. They destroy order. And through their destroying order, they control the world. Esav controls the world. In our world, I'm talking about our world. Wars aren't fought anymore. If you fight a war, you lose. Wars aren't fought. The only reason you fight war is for economic reasons. The real wars that are occurring in the world are all because of money. That's the wars Esav fights. To have control of the oil. That's what's happening now with America and Russia. That's basically what it's all about. Yishmael doesn't fight wars for that. Yishmael just, he wants to control. How does he want to control? By just being there and being, you know, like everyone has to do like me. If you don't like do like me, I'll blow myself up. And he destroys the economy of world, the world. He destroys all this unrest that he creates. Destroys any economy that he's in inside. Because economy requires control. That's why Esav, you know, builds bridges, makes economies, makes things that benefit the world. But benefit the world for his purposes. Yishmael just destroys the Seder. So, now, Esav's purpose in doing that is to control things as they come to him. If someone takes away his control, so he'll be angry, and he'll do things, have measures to be more in control. Or he'll cut you out, or he'll do things that he's more in control, that you won't be so important, right? Say some country goes against him, or someone goes against him, he'll try and minimize who you are. Or get rid of you, right? That's Esav. Yishmael, you heard him, you say something that he doesn't like, he's just mitparetz. He might want to get rid of you as well, but in a different way. You understand what I'm saying? You hurt me, so I'm going to get annoyed with you. You understand what I'm saying? The difference. So those are the two forms of control, those are two forms of anger. Now, that comes from din. Esav comes from din. That's why din means control. That's a form of anger which comes from din. Din means, you know, there's an order. There has to be my order, my Seder. And Yishmael comes from no order. I don't care about order. You hurt me. I don't care. I'm gonna destroy everything that's around me because I'm hurt. You understand? So, the way to deal with Esav is chesed. The opposite of din is chesed. What does chesed mean? If I'm trying to make order, if I'm doing it for myself, that's din. If I'm trying to make order and do it for other people, right? So he's not allowing me to give to him. He's not allowing me to give to the world. Is it about me or is it about... So okay. So I can't give to him. Or he's doing something wrong. But if I care, I won't get angry. You know what I'm saying? If I care about... Let me explain this. I'm getting angry with Reuven, right? Let's say. Because Reuven's not behaving in a certain way properly towards me. If I care for him, I won't get angry. I might speak to him. I might have a dialogue with him. Right? I'll try and explain to him why I'm trying to do what I'm doing is for his benefit, or that together we can be more beneficial. There'll be a dialogue, I'll bring him in. And if I can't bring him in completely, so I'll be accepting of him, because I care. You understand? And I won't be controlling, because controlling means me. If I have a vision and the only vision is my vision, you're going to be angry. Chesed means there's other people. There's other people different from you. Chesed comes from the concept of sensitivity. Rav Avi speaks that you see that other people have different needs. They're different. Din only sees one way. My way. That's a bad form of din. Esav sees everything asui, made for him. The world is made for him, for his consumption. That's Esav. That's the bad source of din.
There's a balance.
Esav, he wants the orders for him. Right? It's asui for him, made for him. So if you're living in an Esav environment, wherever that is, if you give cover to his order, you show you respect that order, that's the order you're going in. You show him that's all that there is. And you, like you said, you show him that everything you're doing is for him. So then you're in place. But it takes, if you were out of the order, it'll take a lot of convincing to show him that you're in order. But that's what you have to do. Yeah, if you're in an Esav environment. It doesn't mean you should do that. Doesn't mean that's the way you should be going. Right? People of the Esav type do not start on people who are strong. They start on people who are weak. Esav will not, that's bullies basically. Esav will not be controlling someone he can't control. Right? He might try and get rid of them. He might try, you know, eventually like, nullify them, but if you're strong and you have, you know, you're living with you won't be able on you. That'll just irritate him more. And eventually he'll give up. He will give up. Unless he's stronger or he's in control, then he'll do everything in his control to get rid of you or to get rid of that element which isn't in his control. So this, the anger we associate to Esav, right? This controlling anger usually comes from insecurities, deep insecurities. It means the person doesn't really see himself as worthy of having X, Y, and Z. But even still, he projects himself there and therefore will control the environment to get there. And he'll fake it.
Fake it to make it.
Like you're saying, fake it to make it.
That's the American phrase.
These type of people, right? I'm not saying you should do it, but these type of people are looking for covered. They're looking for being told how amazing they are, how wonderful they are, how, you know, they're like the pinnacle of all existence. They're complete, the complete shlech. And they'll tell you stories and tell you things about how complete they are, right? Right, that's what you hear. People who have, right, good self-concept and have good things about them don't need to speak about themselves. And usually they don't. And usually find out about it from other people. They will never talk to you about their personal things and how they were. Good people, they'll hide those things because they don't need to, and they will be they'll be completely non-controlling. So now, what do you have to work on? If a person has himself, he has this control, he has to work on his self-concept. Now there's two things you work on with your self-concept. We have to explain, there's two aspects of self-concept. I'm going to explain it. I'm going to finish here. It says, the Gemara, there's a mission in Pirkei Avos. It says, Ein kavod ela Torah. Kavod is Torah. And it says, Chachamim yinchalu kavod. And Chachamim will inherit this kavod. I mean, it sounds as if it's something that you get mimela, and it sounds as if it's something which is Torah. What does Torah mean? Torah means when a person's ideas, what he lives with, right? What he puts into practice. That's what Torah means. Torah is in a chokhmah. That's why there's another Mishnah. In the other Mishnah it says that a person whose actions are less than his thoughts or what he knows. He's like a tree which has short roots, small roots, and many, many branches. Any wind can uproot him, right? So that's basically a person who any wind can uproot is very insecure. Insecurity comes when there's no full expression of what you are, what you believe. That's why most people in the world are insecure, because we're not there. In order to gain that security, you have to work on that, on your thoughts being expressed in actions, on you being the person you want to be. Now, so long as you're working on it earnestly, even if you're not there, you're there. Because you shouldn't be hard on yourself, shouldn't beat up on yourself. Usually also these people who beat up on other people also beat up on themselves. And they can't stand any lack of perfection. And they beat up on themselves. It's not healthy. Not healthy for them, it's not healthy for people around them. You will find people who are like that, their children also be very nervous. Because the children always feel insecure around them. They're not good enough. They're not perfect. If I'm perfect, I should have perfect children. My children aren't perfect, they're nothing. And you'll have many stories about how perfect the children are, how perfect they are. They won't talk to you about how lacking they are. People who are more secure about themselves won't mind talking about their lacks. That might be normal. You know, I'm a human being. I eat, I sleep, right? I'm not a malach, right? You know what I'm saying? You have to be honest. Being honest with yourself and being honest with other people, you know, to realize that you're human and just being accepting of being human is healthy. And you're working on yourself and you make mistakes and you can make big mistakes. So what? Adam Arisha made a big one, didn't he? Right? So you could also make one. Avram made mistakes. He went to Egypt. Chet chata Avram. You can make mistakes. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Don't beat up on yourself. Be accepting also of yourself. Work on yourself. Try and change. So long as there's increments and change, you're doing good. You with me? Give yourself, you know, like when little kindergarten, the best way to make children change is not by telling them off. It's by encouraging them on the good things that they do. Okay, you with me? Makes sense?